Firefighters on his 30-person crew stopped at the catch line strung across the creek and began working their way hand over hand to the bank. Fortunately, even though the waters were plenty frigid this time of year, they were about a month away from the real intensity of spring runoff, which was why he was training his firefighters for water rescues now. With its twists and turns and spectacular surroundings on the west slope of the Tetons, Cold Creek had started gaining popularity with kayakers. He enjoyed floating the river himself, but between the sometimes inexperienced outdoor fun seekers and the occasional Pine Gulch citizen who strayed too close to the edge of the fast-moving water, his department was called out on at least a handful of rescues each season, and he wanted them to be ready. "Okay, let's try it one more time. Terry, Charlie, Bates, you three take turns with the throw bag. Luke, Cody, Tom, stagger your jumps by about 5 minutes this time around to give us enough time on this end to rescue whoever is ahead of you." He set the team in position and watched upstream as Luke Orozco, his second in command, took a running leap into the water, angling his body feet first into the current. "Okay, Terry, he's coming. Are you ready? Time it just right. 1, 2, 3, now." This time, the rope sailed into the water just downstream of the diver, and Taft grinned. "That's it. That's it. Perfect. Now instruct him to attach the rope." For once, the rescue went smoothly. He was watching for Cody Shepard to jump in when the radio clipped to his belt suddenly crackled with static. "Chief Bowman, copy." The dispatcher sounded unusually flustered, and Taft's instincts, born of 15 years of firefighting and paramedic work, instantly kicked in. "Yeah, I copy. What's up, Kelly?"
"I've got a report of a small structure fire at the inn, 320 Cold Creek Road."
He stared as the second rescue went off without a hitch.
"Come again?"
he couldn't help asking, adrenaline pulsing through him. Structure fires were a rarity in the quiet town of Pine Gulch. Really a rarity. The last time had been a creosote chimney fire 4 months ago that a single ladder truck unit had put out in about 5 minutes.
"Yes, sir. The hotel is evacuating at this time."
He muttered an oath. Half his crew was currently in wetsuits, but at least they were only a few hundred yards away from the station house, with the engines and the turnout gear.
"Shut it down," he roared through his megaphone. "We've got a structure fire at the Cold Creek Inn. Grab your gear. This is not a drill."
To their credit, his crew immediately caught the gravity of the situation. The last floater was quickly grabbed out of the water, and everybody else rushed to the new fire station the town had finally voted to bond for 2 years earlier. Less than 4 minutes later, still too long in his book, but not bad for volunteers, he had a full crew headed toward the Cold Creek Inn on a ladder truck, and more trained volunteers pouring in to hurriedly don their turnout gear. The inn, a rambling wood structure with two single-story wings leading off a main two-story building, was on the edge of Pine Gulch's small downtown, about a mile away from the station. He quickly assessed the situation as they approached. He couldn't see flames yet, but he did see a thin plume of black smoke coming from a window on the far end of the building's east wing. He noted a few guests milling around on the lawn and had just an instant to feel a pang of sympathy for the owner. Poor Mrs. Pendleton had enough trouble finding guests for her gracefully historic, but undeniably run-down inn. A fire and forced evacuation probably wouldn't do much to increase the appeal of the place.
"Luke, you take Pete and make sure everybody's out. Shep, come with me for the assessment. You all know the drill."
He and Cody Shepard, a young guy in the last stages of his fire and paramedic training, headed into the door closest to where he had seen the smoke. Somebody had already been in here with a fire extinguisher, he saw. The fire was mostly out, but the charred curtains were still smoking, sending out that inky black plume. The room looked to be under renovation. It didn't have a bed, and the carpet had been pulled up. Everything was